Oh, he loves his Porto Footy Club, but he's a great of cycling. He's our very own Stuart O'Grady joins us. G'day, Stu. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks very much, guys.
Tour Down Under race director. Now, Stewie, starts tomorrow, 9 days. It's going to be jam-packed, looking very exciting. Tell the public what's going to be in front of them the next 9 days.
Yeah, we kick off proceedings with some track racing out at the Jepps Cross Superdrome tomorrow, Friday and Saturday night. We've got some of our Tokyo Olympians and Paralympians and great cast of riders out there. Mm-hmm. Then we kick off Saturday. We've got mountain bike. We've got BMX racing. So the Sam Willoughby BMX circuit.
Complex, beautiful.
That's pretty exciting. And then the women kick off on Sunday for 3 days of road racing. Then we have Australia Day criteriums in the CBD. And then we do 3 days of men's racing from the 27th to the 29th.
Stewie, on the way in this afternoon, I went past Victoria Square. There's a massive bike blown up. The Adelaide fans get right behind their cycling. Who's some of the big names we can expect?
Yeah, well, we're pretty lucky, actually. I mean, obviously, we're not at the World Tour level where we'd all like to be with all the internationals coming into Adelaide, but they are pretty pumped to get back here in 2023. But Richie Porte, Rowan Dennis, yes. Luke Durbridge, Cameron Meyer, we've got Gracie Brown, we've got a few of the girls coming back as well. All these guys have done 2 weeks of hardcore quarantine and they're all pretty much raring to go. We've got the current new Australian national champion, Luke Platt, who just won the Nationals on Sunday. He's coming to town. So, and then we've got all our best domestic riders around the country, guys and girls. So everyone's pretty excited to be racing a bike again.
Stewie, you're the main man. How hard's it been the last couple of years trying to get an event here in Adelaide with all the COVID and everything going on?
Yeah, it's been pretty challenging. You know, Mike Turner told me this job wasn't that bad. He handed over the reins.
Oh, but, timing.
Hopefully he's out fishing now enjoying himself. But he certainly left me in the deep end. But I tell you what, it's been a great learning curve. Mm. And I've got to say, you know, I've spent most of my life around a good team, and the South Australian Tourism Commission team, the Tour Down Under team, have been awesome in supporting me. And mate, it's been pretty hard work, but it's not as hard as riding a Tour de France. So we'll just get the job done.
Stewie, plenty for the families to get out there. A lot of entertainment activities. There's kiddies can be involved. So how can they get around this wonderful event for the next 9 days?
Yeah, look, they just go on to tourdownunder.com and, you know, they'll find all the events. We've got some musicians, we've got concerts, we've got family rides. It really is a festival of cycling, and I guess this is where it differentiates from the World Tour race, which all really focuses on the best riders in the world. This just focuses on, you know, cycling is the theme, cycling is the festival. Anyone with anything with two wheels, whether it's BMX or gravel or cyclocross or track riding or just going for a cruise, we're kind of just trying to celebrate everything with two wheels. So tourdownunder.com.au, you'll find all the festival events right there.
Mate, well done. Congratulations to you and the staff to get the event up and running tomorrow. Yep. We look forward to the next 9 days. Take care, mate, and enjoy.
Hope to see some people out there. Thanks very much, guys.
There he is, Tour Down Under race director, Stewie O'Grady.